We are in a season that the church should be its finest, its greatest, most prosperous. Why? Because whenever you read in the Bible, whenever there was famine in the land, whenever there was this kind of turmoil that we see going on, the church flourished. And it's time for the real church to come on out the closet and let's flourish. Let's take over. We're not going to coexist. We want to dominate. Can you say dominate? And it doesn't matter whether you got trouble on every side. It doesn't matter that distress might come, because you're going to hear a lot of stuff that might try to breed distress. But don't you receive it. You don't have to receive it. Because according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, it says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Trouble coming, but don't take the distress of it. Take the stress out of your life. Learn to be a praise and worshiper, because it'll relieve you of stress. Ooh, Jesus. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Okay, yeah, stop going on. I mean, every time you turn on the news, every time you hear something on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever your means of learning information, you're hearing something bad, some get blowed up, somebody dying, something is happening. Where we're living in perilous time, the Bible's declared that's what we're living in. And we shouldn't be alarmed. Now, we're not saying the people dying, you know, we're not concerned about people's lives and stuff like that. That's not what I'm promoting. But I'm saying you can't take on the pressure of it. You can't take on, as a tithe and a giver, your tithes and offering got to be free from fear, distress, pressure, all that kind of stuff. So when it's time to give it unto the Lord, it is free to grow. It is free to be planted and to flourish in the good soil. I got a plan at the house. Now I got several of them. And some of them are, they're just so glorious and magnificent. They said, look at me, mama. Don't you see? I'm so pretty. Then I got one plant that just want to be hard-headed. It's always one in a bunch. And I know it can do so much more than what it's doing. I said, now you got proper sunlight. You got the water that you need. What's your problem? You ain't good dirt. What's your problem? And it just looked at me as if to say, I'm working on it, mama. Just hold on. I'm going to come out one day. I'm going to come out. But I said, you can't take on the pressure. So you know what I do? I just keep it in the right environment. Just leave it there. She's going to be okay. She's just going to be okay. Because I ain't going to let her die. But see, I can't take on the pressure of it, because I can't make her grow. That's in her DNA. And you got to understand, some of the things we're dealing with, we cannot change the way we would like for them to be changed. But we can pray against sickness. We can declare righteousness in our land. We can, the things that we have dominion over, we need to exercise it. Woo, take your tithes and offering and say, you know what, devil? I'm tired of you messing not only in my life, but the lives of my nation, my local government, the school system. Take this. You see this? This is my tithing and giving record, which means I have a voice against you. Woo, Jesus. I got a voice against you. And I decree, the Bible says what you decree and declare, it should happen. And then what Mark 11 said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. And you're going to have what you say. So we are decreeing today that we are a blessed, prosperous nation and that we are holy and righteous, and God is true king over America, and the church is awake and flourishing. Come on, stand to your feet.